Hello, brethren. God bless you. We are Priscilla and Manuel from Brazil. We have a question for Brother Joseph. The voting title, it became the most important document in Brazil. You are, it's by law, you're forced to vote. If you don't vote, you are going to get a fine. For a few years now, they have the biometrical system as far as voting system here in Brazil. And this makes everybody to come to a certain office within a determined time in a cartorio eleitoral, it's called, so they can go and give all their fingerprints of all the 10 fingers and your face scanning with a technology that can read even the lines on your face. And then also your signature, it's digital. I want to tell you that all these informations they take from your fingerprints, from your face and so on, it's a very advanced technology, and they can recognize you through their telecameras and satellites and so on. The excuse of the government to do this the collection of all these informations of a person is so there cannot be any voting frauds, so that one person doesn't vote in the place of another person. But I think it's very clear that the state wants to know all the personal data of all its citizens. Another very important thing to say is that if somebody doesn't go to give all his information and fingerprints and so on at this office, then this voting title, it's going to be erased, and they cannot vote anymore. And if they cannot vote anymore, they take away your fiscal code. And if they take away your fiscal code, you cannot have any more passport, you cannot have any more bank account, and you cannot find work anymore. From 2016, the state said that until 2018, every single town in Brazil will have this system, and people are going to be forced to vote and have this voting title. Thank you for your love, and I have some questions. Joseph is intervening. Thank you, Priscilla, for sending me these informations. I want to thank the Lord for our brethren who are everywhere, and they tell us what's happening in their country, and like this we can share with all the brethren. I didn't know all these laws in Brazil, and thank you for sending me these informations. Thank you, Jesus, for the brethren who are spread everywhere. It's wonderful. Thank you, Priscilla. I want to underline something, Joseph says. Priscilla is telling us that if the fiscal code is if the fiscal code is going to be denied to you, they don't give it to you anymore. Okay, so basically she's saying that if somebody doesn't vote, they take away your fiscal code. But to vote, you have to apply to all these laws, and you have to give all these informations. It's not that they are so worried about you voting. They want to control you with the excuse that they make you vote. Basically, they are controlling you. It's just like if you, even on the street, the satellite with the telecamera can come and just in one second scan you and know who you are. And they do it to you on the streets. It's amazing. Your face, it's like the fingerprints, more or less. So to vote, you need to give all these information, including the face scanning. And if you don't do it, voting or not, that's just smoke in the eyes. If you don't give all this data, they don't give you this document. And that means you don't have the fiscal code, and then you cannot have a passport, bank account, and work. Basically, you are bound to to zero. You cannot do anything anymore. You cannot do anything anymore. You're blocked.
No, se no sei un evasore, un criminale. E allora la scusa di combattere l'evasione devi andare con un documento.
It's just like
the
cards, no? They're asking you cards here and the cards there. There are some shops. There are some shops where you can only buy with a card, not with cash. So Priscilla is asking, is there any similitude with the mark of the beast? Is there anything appropriate that has to do with the mark of the beast? Joseph is saying, this is exactly how it's going to be the mark of the beast. So yes, it has to do with the mark of the beast. It's a step towards that. Next question of Priscilla. What does a Christian have to do in this? Can a Christian go and get this voting title and give all their information? Because if we cannot do it, we cannot have a passport, we cannot have a work and whatnot. So what can I do? I'm a Christian. Do I need to give all this information? Do I have to do it? Let's read Revelation 13:16. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads. Revelation 13:16. And nobody was able to buy or sell, save that he had a mark. Basically, Priscilla said, without this document, you cannot have the fiscal code, and because of the fiscal code, you cannot have your passport and so on. Now we go with cash to buy, but soon they're going to take away the cash also. You know, in India, there are banks that they don't want to give the cash. In some banks in India, they don't want to give the cash to the owners of that cash. The government said, to fight against crime, we are going to take away the cash. You cannot do that. You need Jesus to take away the crime. Only Jesus can change people's hearts. The spirit of the devil is in the hearts of all those who don't have their hearts regenerated in Christ Jesus. So the question of Priscilla is, a Christian can do all these things? Yes, yes, you can do it. As long as they don't give it to you on your right hand or on their forehead. Until then, you can do it. You can do all these documents. Because Revelation 13:16, it says to receive a mark in the right hand or in their foreheads. Revelation 14:9, it says that if you receive mark or on the right hand or on the forehead, you go to hell. Angela is saying, okay, this thing is not in your body yet. It's just a little card in your bag, but they control you already, Angela's saying. Yes, they do control you. They know where you are and whatnot. So can we accept it, Angela's saying? It's okay to accept it. Joseph is saying, no, it's not the best, but it's not on your right hand or on the forehead. You're not worshipping the devil. You will be controlled, yes. Now, the gypsy brethren have no problem. They don't care about anything. They don't care about anything. They don't have any documents. They couldn't care less. Nobody could stop the gypsies. I'm talking about the Christian gypsies, okay? How they get around. The Christian gypsies can teach us a few things, how the life really goes. God bless the Christian gypsies. So my answer to Priscilla is, depends on your faith, okay? If you have the faith, like the gypsies, that you couldn't care less of fiscal code and whatnot. How does the gypsy cross a border? I don't know how they do, but they cross it. There is a cordillera, the mountains of Los Andes. And I was talking with a peasant guy here, and he was telling me there are passages through the mountains where they go up and down. They go up and down between the countries on horses. They go with the horses up and down. There is a story of a guy that was crossing between Italy to Switzerland during the war. He was crossing up and down. So this guy was crossing the border with a bicycle. He had a sack on the bicycle. And the police was stopping him. And saying, "What are you transporting in that sack?" "Sand." "Sand." "Oh, yeah, yeah, it's just sand. Come on. Come on. Open up." So they opened the sack and there was only sand. They were pouring it out. There was only sand. There was nothing else but sand. So they were putting the sand back in the sack and was transposed. He let them go. The police let him go. Next day, again with the sand. And every day with a different with a different sack full of sand. And every day was transporting the sand. He said, "What are you doing? You're transporting sand." "I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just bringing my sack with sand in Switzerland." At the end of the story, the policeman, many years later, the policeman went in holiday in Rimini many years later, and he finds a guy. Finds a guy on the beach in Rimini with four women giving him fresh air with a fan and so on, and sees him and he says, "Hey, aren't you the one with the sand? Listen, I'm in pension right now." Said the policeman, "You are not smuggling sand. What are you actually smuggling?" I said, "Well, I was not smuggling sand. I was smuggling bicycles." But you guys never realized. So, with the excuse of the vote, with the excuse of this and that, it's not that they care about this and that. They want to know the information. So, it's very clear. It's up to you. If you want to do it, yes, it's another step towards the mark of the beast, but it's up to you if you want to do it or not. It's according to your faith, as long as it's not on your forehead and on your right hand. Rosa writes to us, and she says, also in Italy, there is this system of the fiscal codes. I closed my bank account. You know why? Because I had to pay 188 euros. Because if not, they would have been deleting my fiscal code if I wouldn't pay this sum. So I closed my bank account. So Angela's saying, it's fine to do it until they will ask to put it in your body. Until then, if you have to, go ahead and do it. Joseph says, yes. Yes. It's what can you do if you're forced to do it? As long as you don't let them put it in your body. Because once they put it in your body, they will program you the way they want. And you're going to become like a little zombie. But as long as it's just a card in your bag, it's not a problem. But if the brethren have the faith already to live outside of the system, go ahead. Live in a cave. Me, for now, I don't make it to do it. For now, we are still using, because we need to pay the internet so we can transmit on the radio. We are not yet at the time of the caves. But if they would come and they would say, here is the microchip under your right hand skin and on your forehead, take it or not. Take it or you're in trouble. Well, then I would forsake all right away and I would go in a cave. Let's go on until they don't ask us, until the moment they will ask us to put it in our body. Make sure you have a backup plan for those moments. These laws will be all over. Yes, even in South America there will be. But here people are much sweeter. You can reason with them and so on. They are sweet and nice. So this mark of the beast will be everywhere, all over the world, even in South America. But one thing is for you to protect yourself of Hitler in Germany itself or outside of Germany. It's different than to be right there on the spot where it will be strong. Angela is saying, you know, there is happening lots of difficult things in the weather and in all kinds of cataclysmic problems in Europe, but not only in Europe. And you never know anymore where is a safe place. In Italy, from August 2016, they keep having earthquakes, big and small. They continue having shakes. Small earthquakes and bigger earthquakes from August last year. Then there was an avalanche in Rigopiano, an avalanche in of the Hotel Rigopiano, which killed a bunch of people. So you never know anymore where is a safe place, because there is in Europe bad weather, and also South America is being hit with different problems. Joseph is saying yes. Yes, there are difficulties all over the world lately. Then we know of the situation in Brazil that Priscilla talked to us about. There are attacks of the devil. Also in Chile, there is a lot of fires happening lately, provoked by political reasons, we heard. So there are these problems also in South America. The problems in Brazil, all the bad weather in Europe, now the fires in Chile, in South America. It's difficult all over the world. But Joseph is saying, but we know that South America, though, it's the perfect refuge for the end time. So what does the devil do? The devil is trying to give it problems. The devil cannot fight in South America the way he fights in Europe. There he has his puppets. But he does what he can. For example, in Chile, he sends the fires. In Brazil, he's putting a bunch of pressure on the people with this step right before the mark of the beast, this biometrical system, which they have it in Brazil. So we know that the devil is mad and he's trying to give problems in South America. And we know that this biometric system will come all over the world, which eventually will become the mark of the beast. So we know that the devil is fighting. Don't forget, though, that in South America there are small little villages around. There is the Amazon, and you will get lost. I mean, nobody will even know you're there. Amazon jungle, it's bigger than the whole Europe. People go around there with a canoe. They transport themselves around with a canoe. So pray, brethren. Pray for the brethren in Italy who are suffering with the bad weather, in South America, in Chile, in Brazil. The Lord gave me some scriptures. The Lord gave me some scriptures for these brethren who and the people who are suffering. Isaiah 43:1-2. Concerning the earthquakes and the fires and everything that's happening and the avalanches where there are children of God involved. Isaiah 43:1-2. And now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isaiah 43:1-2. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There will be earthquakes and floods. There will be earthquakes, but they won't touch us. There will be floods, but they won't be near us. When you go through the fires, you shall not be burn, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. But this is, if you find yourself in the best refuge place in the world. What is that? That is in God's will. We're listening to the radio. What radio? Jesus radio. Without internet. There is a radio better than Radio Blast. Jesus radio. It's a radio which we try to be in touch with. Radio Jesus. SS radio. That's in Italian. English. HS. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit radio. Amen. Praise the Lord. I received a little prophecy. Can I share it with you? Joseph is saying. Yes, we want to hear. Thus says the Lord. And there are some scriptures connected. The Lord says, wherever you will go in this world, even in the refuge areas where I guide you, always the evil one will try to bother you. I was in a refuge, and I was hid in the Mount of Gethsemane, but even there the devil, through a false disciple, attacked me. My protection, it can be in a specific place, but not always. Like the gypsies, through which I have many sons, also you have to always be ready to move. To move. To pass. Winter here and summer there. Learn from the gypsies. They can teach you a lot. Many cultures and people and Christian churches were annihilated through the ages, but the gypsies always remained. They were never annihilated. That's because they were never stuck, like some churches are stuck in their Sunday morning, in their Sunday morning rituals. I told Joseph, Matthew 2:13, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee unto Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child's life to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed unto Egypt. Matthew 2:13-14. So the Lord is saying that his protection is not in a specific place, but in his guidance. In his guidance is the protection. So God will speak to you step by step what to do. Today in Egypt, tomorrow back in Judea. God will speak to you step by step. God could have protected Joseph and Mary from Herod, yes, but he didn't. He didn't. He showed them a way to escape. He said, leave. God is powerful to protect us. Yes, he is powerful. He could have protected Mary and Joseph from Herod, but he didn't do it. He told them to move. God could have protected Elijah from Ahab, but he didn't do it. He told him to flee. And the prophets that didn't flee got killed by Ahab and Jezebel because they were prophets who were not really listening. The Lord is continuing in his message. We continue the message. So I told Joseph to flee to Egypt. And then I also said the following. Matthew 2:20. Arise, take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child as his mother and came into the land of Israel. Matthew 2:20. My protection was now in Israel, now in Galilee. Now in Israel, my protection is not always connected to a place, but it's in listening to me, in listening to my directions. Remaining in a place until I tell you to stay there. When I tell you to move, you move. When I tell you to stay, you stay. My protection is in that. Don't listen to the false prophets of Laodicea who tell you, this is God's house. You'll protect us here. But they lie. And they put you traps in front of you so the Antichrist will destroy you. Listen to my voice and not to their voice. In the tribulation that's coming, I will not protect any of these so-called churches of Sunday morning. but I will let them go into the hands of the Antichrist. And it will be just like it was for disobedient Israel. Just like I warned Israel through Jeremiah. And it was written, Jeremiah 7:4. Trust thee not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Jeremiah 7:4. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and you shall tread upon the wicked. Malachi 4:2-3. In the book of Revelation, it says that to the Antichrist, it was given power to fight against the people of God and to overcome them. Therefore, stay close to me. End of message. So the protection is in listening. Somebody wrote to us and said, but don't you think that the Antichrist will be also in South America? You're just trying to deceive me, to bring me over there, but what, there won't be the devil in South America? Well, I never said that. Of course it will be like everywhere, but not so strong. His hand will not be so strong. Yes, there was the Second World War. But one thing was to hide in Germany during the Second World War, or in France, or where the bombs were going on your head. And another thing was hiding in another place where there was not a war so strong. So let's try to have wisdom, to listen to God's voice. Today he will tell us to stay here. Tomorrow he will tell us to move. We need to listen to the Lord. It's not always remain, and it's not always move. See what is the right thing and God's will. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.